from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Trump offers his sympathies.
All of America is praying and grieving for the families who lost their precious loved ones. Horrible act. Our hearts break for them, and we pledge to renew our resolve in their memory.
President Trump, just prior to a cabinet meeting, offering his condolences to the families of those killed in yesterday's New York terror attack. Authorities in New York have started questioning the driver of a rented pickup truck who mowed down people on a busy bike path yesterday, attempting to learn his motive. Officials linked the suspect, Saifullo Saipov, a 29-year-old Uzbek immigrant who came to the U.S. in 2010, to social media accounts that contain Islamic State-related material. At least 8 people were killed, 11 others injured in the attack. Among those killed were 5 Argentine nationals as well as a Belgian. Now, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson this morning was hosting the foreign minister from Belgium, Didier Reynders, when he made a statement on the terrorist attack.
Once again, we've seen the evil face of terror in our own borders, but this is a face that knows no borders. And certainly Belgium, Europe, and other countries have had to deal with this evil that confronts us from time to time.
Saipov was married in 2013. He and his wife just had their 3rd child. Reuters news agency says the U.S. is pursuing direct diplomacy behind the scenes in North Korea, despite the ongoing war of words between President Donald Trump and Pyongyang. In an exclusive story published today, Reuters says it has learned from an unnamed State Department official that Joseph Yun, the U.S. special envoy to North Korea, has been speaking with diplomats from North Korea. This is VOA News.
It pains us as a company, it pains me personally to see that we were, that our platform was abused in this way.
That's the voice of Colin Stretch. He's the lawyer representing Facebook on Capitol Hill today. As U.S. senators continue to grill the 3 major social media platforms, accusing them of negligence in being vehicles for fake news, especially during the 2016 presidential election.
People in this country care deeply, and what about issues of public concern, and it's one of the strengths of our country that people are so willing to speak freely about them. The fact that foreign actors were able to use our platform to exploit that openness is a deeply painful lesson for us, and one we're focused on learning from going forward.
But the senators on the Intelligence Committee just weren't having it.
Does it trouble you that it took this committee to get you to look at the authentic nature of the users and the content?
That's Richard Burr. He's a Republican. He's also the chairman of the Intelligence Committee. He was followed by his Democratic counterpart, Mark Warner of Virginia.
First of all, I hear all your words, but I have more than a little bit of frustration that many of us on this committee have been raising this issue since the beginning of this year. And our claims were frankly blown off by the leaderships of your companies, dismissed, said there's no possibility, nothing like this happening, nothing to see here.
Tempers flared as U.S. senators grilled Facebook, Twitter, and Google representatives about Russia's use of their platforms to spread disinformation in the 2016 presidential campaign. I don't get it, said Senator Dianne Feinstein.
I went home last night with profound disappointment. I asked specific questions. I got vague answers. And that just won't do. You have a huge problem on your hands.
Now, Facebook, Twitter, and Google have acknowledged that entities traced to Russia used phony accounts and other tactics to spread inflammatory messages and fake advertising that reached millions of Americans in 2015 and 2016. Lawyers for the company stress that they take the problem seriously and are aggressively combating it. Myanmar is accusing neighboring Bangladesh of delaying the return of Rohingya Muslims forced to flee across the border to avoid a brutal campaign against them by Myanmar's military. A spokesman for Myanmar, de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi, told the state-run news agency that Dhaka is waiting to begin the repatriation process until it receives $400 million in international aid earmarked to expand shelter for the 600,000 Rohingyas living in crowded refugee camps. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.